Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 6, the verses 10 to 17. Ephesians 6, 10 to 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. My theme for reflection is dressed for battle, standing strong in God's armor. Dressed for battle, standing strong in God's armor. A little boy once watched his father, a firefighter, get dressed for work. The father put on his heavy boots, his fire-resistant coat, and his helmet. The boy, eyes wide with admiration, asked, "Daddy, why do you wear all that stuff?" The father smiled and said, "Because when I go into danger, I need to be ready. This gear protects me and helps me do my job." In Ephesians 6, 10 to 17, Paul speaks about a different kind of armor, not one for fighting fires, but for standing firm in the battle of faith. He reminds us that we do not struggle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces that seek to weaken and distract us. And just like a firefighter must wear his protective gear, we must put on the full armor of God to stand strong in the face of trials, temptations, and opposition. Paul describes six pieces of armor, each representing a crucial part of our spiritual defense: the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. These are not physical weapons, but spiritual tools that equip us to resist evil and remain faithful. But notice something important. Paul never says we are to fight alone. The armor is meant for the whole body of Christ, not just for individuals. This is not a solitary battle, but a community effort where we stand side by side, strengthening and encouraging one another. Too often we think of spiritual warfare as a personal struggle, but Paul reminds us that victory is found in unity, prayer, and the power of God working through his people. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "There is no neutral ground in the universe. Every square inch, every split second is claimed by God and counterclaimed by Satan." This passage challenges us to recognize that our faith is not passive. It is a daily choice to stand firm in God's strength. Evil often disguises itself in subtle ways through complacency, pride, fear, and division. But when we put on the armor of God, we are prepared to stand our ground, not through human strength, but through the power of Christ, who has already won the ultimate victory. So what does this mean for us today? It means that we do not need to live in fear, for God has equipped us for whatever we face. It means we must be alert and discerning, recognizing the true battle is not against people, but against the forces that seek to undermine God's work in the world. And it means that we must stay connected to our brothers and sisters in Christ, encouraging one another to stand strong in faith, in truth, and in love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, which piece of God's armor do you most need to strengthen in your life right now? Number two, how can you support and encourage others in the body of Christ to stand firm in faith? Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the armor we need to stand firm in our faith. Help us to recognize the battles we face are not against people, but against the forces that seek to draw us away from you. Strengthen us with your truth, righteousness, faith, and salvation. Teach us to rely on your word and to stand together as one body, supporting and uplifting each other. May we never fight in our own strength, but always in the power of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.